Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Now, as a reminder, California's argument, which the majority's adopted here, is that a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds is not an arm protected by the Second Amendment. So this 21-round magazine that comes from the factory or a 17-round magazine is not an arm protected by the Second Amendment. Now, California acknowledges that a magazine is necessary to make the firearm function, but they argue that because you can replace the standard magazine with one that holds fewer rounds, 10 rounds or less, then these higher capacity magazines are not an arm and thus wholly unprotected by the Second Amendment.
Okay, this is my new hero. Judge Van Dyke from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California did a video dissent from, instead of writing a dissent, he did a video dissent in which he took apart a SIG P320 and showed people how it works. You know, here's the slide, here's a different slide, here's the sight, here's a different sight, here's the fire control unit, here's a different fire control unit, here's the mag, here's the bigger mag, here's what you could do, here's different grips you could use. In order to show that the people in California that have made the rules and the lawyers arguing in defense of those rules have no idea what they're talking about. And I think he demonstrated the point. Well, I share that only as a little bit of a, you know, friendly gift to my good friend Bob Johnson, who's a Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. And that's hard to believe that they would do that out in California. It's so weird.
I was very entertained by his presentation. He's in his chambers, in his robe, taking apart a gun. It's kind of a beautiful thing to watch. He did things in the oral arguments, like he asked the lawyer for the state of California. He said, "So your rule is that a 17-round magazine makes a gun significantly more dangerous than a 10-round magazine, therefore a 10-round magazine limit is allowed. Well, could you prohibit a red dot sight because a red dot sight is much more useful than an iron sight?" And the lawyer's like, "What's a red dot sight?"
Exactly. They have no clue. They have no clue what they're talking about. And that, you know, that just shows you how asinine it is that they're sitting here saying the Second Amendment says, I've read the Second Amendment a few times. It doesn't say anything about magazine capacity. It doesn't say anything about red dot sights, obviously, since it was written back in the 1700s.
Right.
So I don't understand how they come up with interpretation of the Second Amendment to say stuff like that. It's so stupid.
It is kind of amazing. And his point was exactly that, you know, based on your reasoning, a semi-automatic pistol versus a revolver is a significant enhancement in firepower. Could you not ban semi-automatic pistols under your interpretation of the Second Amendment? And that's the point, is you could basically ban anything because there's always a less lethal alternative. The question go ahead.
That's like saying with DUIs, okay, no more trucks, they're too heavy. So if you're drinking and driving, that causes more damage. So we all have to drive compact cars. That makes perfect sense.
It's a wonderful idea. The question I had for you, though, the reason I brought this up, is it was obvious that part of his point in this was to demonstrate that his fellow justices and also even the lawyer for the state, the people who are allowing restrictions on guns, don't know enough about guns in order to be making these rules. And my question for you, you've dealt with a lot of legislators, and I won't ask you to name any names. Has it been your experience that the people who want to restrict guns understand guns and still want to restrict them, or generally do not understand guns at all?
Yeah, they have no clue. And the perfect example is Joe Biden during the last administration saying, you don't need an AR-15. You can, you know, step down and get an AR-10. You're like, okay, first off, the Armalite 10, when it was in production, I think it was a 7.62, not a 5.56. So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's just people like that are making gun laws, and you're like, you don't even understand what's going on.
Well, I mean, what we should do is just require nobody to have anything ahead of an AR-6. The AR-6 is really the most lethal gun that anybody should be allowed to own, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could kill a deer with the AR-6 just as easy as an AR-15. I mean, come on now. You know this, Andrew.
Somebody's going to go be looking up, what's an AR-6? Good luck finding it. Okay, so let's talk Santa Rosa County for just a minute. We had the child cases really trouble me. I know they trouble you. You want to believe the world exists in which these things do not happen, but they do happen. What happened in the case involving the 60-year-old Rodney Moore with his granddaughter?
Yeah, basically, we're I think we're still looking at it for him as of today. Basically, the kid gets abused. We find out about it. He goes into the wind. We can't find him. You know, what amazes me when it comes to cases like this, Andrew, is what one family member can do to another, or what one, you know, person can do to another. Just, you know, I've been in this job 43 years, and it just amazes me that there are people out there like this. No conscience, no, you know, basically just 100%, I guess, sociopath, because they don't care what they do to others as long as it doesn't affect them. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, and this was a case, I think it was the Jordan and Jesse and the baby, and then it was the question of the grandfather, I guess, either knowing and not reporting. Is that right?
Yeah, he knew it and then didn't call allegedly by law. And that's something for your listeners to understand, too. You know, you can be complicit by not making the phone call. You really can, especially when it comes to children and children being neglected or abused. So that's one thing a lot of people don't think about. They're going, well, I'll just look away. No big deal. No, it doesn't work that way. You can get in trouble as well.
And that's why you have, for example, in many professions, you have mandatory reporting laws. And, you know, it's kind of one of those, like, be a better human sort of things. You would think people would get this, but it can be illegal to do nothing. Doing nothing doesn't save you from the law in many cases, right?
Yeah, correct. And especially when it comes to children, because children, you know, you have a 5-year-old or 6-year-old, they don't know to call DCF. I mean, they can't take care of themselves. Right. So, yeah, especially with the younger ones, you know, you got to take care of them.
We'll come back to this in just a second. We've got more questions for Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hold on for just a second, Sheriff. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10 and I-110 are actually flowing smoothly again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Just one follow-up. Again, dealing with the difficult cases, I know what it does to me when I read a case like this, and then I think, and I'm in the Walmart next to these people, and I'm trusting these people at a, you know, 90 miles an hour closure on a 45 mile an hour road that they're not going to just veer on off into my side and kill me. There are 1,000 ways in which we are around people, some of whom are absolute villains, and we don't know, and we don't know it. You're a cop. You see this all the time. Your cops see this all the time.
Yeah.
How do you not think the worst of your fellow people in the mall, wherever, every day?
Well, yeah, and that's hard, especially after you do it for a while. And there's a lot of people that get out of law enforcement for that very reason. You know, they'll spend, instead of their 25-year career, they'll spend 10 and be like, I'm done. Because, you know, you do. You get jaded, and everybody's a criminal sometimes until proven otherwise. It's the thought process, because you see fellow officers get hurt. You see what people do to children. You see what people can do to each other. And you see that enough over and over and over the years. Yeah, I mean, unless you're just, you have a mental problem or something, it's got to affect you. And we have a lot of guys and gals out there who do a wonderful job, but, you know, they pay the price later in life. That's why cops, when they retire, you know, if you get 10 years after you retire as a cop, that's considered a huge retirement right there. Most people get 15, 20, but cops aren't that way.
And I won't ask you to comment on this, but it is a little weird in this context to think about the fact that what police officers are forced to see and experience, many people think of that as entertainment when they watch on TV all of the things that are horrible in the world. And I just don't find that entertaining. I know a lot of people do, but I just personally, I don't.
And also, you know, cops are coming out here to film with us again, and everybody watches that, and it's a great show. They don't show, they're not allowed to show the carnage of a car wreck, or they're not allowed to show when we pull a baby out of a pool and are doing CPR and the baby doesn't make it. So, you see it and it's exciting, the car chase and everything, but they're not going to show you the aftermath because they can't. And it's the same way on the news. They can tell you what happened, but, you know, they can say, hey, this person died in a car wreck, but the officer that pulls up finds out that, you know, they die in a horrific way and he has to look at it and see it. And unfortunately, sometimes we watch people die because there's nothing we can do for them. And that takes a toll on you.
And as you say, what you see on TV is very sanitized, even the fiction, sadly. And I mean, good, but, you know, Anyway, I did want to ask you just briefly because we were just coming out of spring break, or we're kind of in, for some schools still in it. But how's spring break going so far? We don't have anybody, you know, mud wrestling each other on the asphalt for parking spaces on Santa Rosa Island on the Navarre side of it.
No, we are so blessed here because, you know, on Navarre Beach, our beach, we only have like two bars. So people that want to party, they don't come here. This is more family oriented. So most of the spring breakers go to Pensacola Beach and then, of course, to Destin. So unfortunately, Sheriff Aiden and Sheriff Simmons have to deal with that a lot more than I do. And I feel pretty blessed. I kind of feel sorry for them sometimes when I see the news. But yeah, we're pretty blessed here in Santa Rosa County.
Things have been quiet, basically. There's Very always going to be some things, but generally speaking, things have been pretty quiet.
Yeah, it's been quiet. I mean, we always have our domestics and, you know, officers getting in car wrecks sometimes, things like that. That's just normal stuff for us. But so far, and I'm knocking wood right now, nothing horrific.
Well, I will always take that. Last quick question for you, only because it was a bill that just got filed. The proposal to raise the speed limit on the interstate to 75 from some of the rural highways from, 55, 65. Like, it's basically to increase everything by, I think, generally 5 miles an hour, at least potentially. Your point of view as an officer, the reason this got vetoed last time around by Governor Scott, I believe, was because the governor said the law enforcement convinced him that this is a bad idea. Bob Johnson is a law enforcement officer. Yep. Your thoughts about the prospect of raising the speed limit?
Well, I would say this. I mean, you know, people speed. They're going to speed. If we made the interstate speed limit tomorrow, if we made the speed limit on I-10 100, I'd catch somebody the next day doing 125. I mean, it's the way it is. So to me, raising it 5 is not that big of a deal as long as they do it in certain areas and not just a blanket raise it. But yeah, you got to remember, too, the higher you raise it, the more people think, oh, I'm going to do 10 over and they won't stop me. So now if it's 75, you're going to have people doing 85 thinking, oh, no, they're not going to bother with me. So it has some, you know, has some effects. And, you know, the faster you go, the worse the wreck. So am I for it? No, not really. Am I going to lobby against it? No. I mean, that's going to be a decision for the governor to make and the legislature. So way above my pay grade.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do to keep us informed and safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week. You bet. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, if you have a company and you have to deal with employees, and that's a good thing because it means you're thriving, but you may have to deal with parts of having employees that you don't so much love, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll, you know, the kind of the red tapey kind of stuff about running a business that is probably not why you got into business, but is a necessary byproduct of growing and having employees. Well, guess what? There's people out there who can help you with that. Torgerson Causey, a comprehensive employee benefits agency operating here locally for a couple of decades, helping companies just like yours and ours do better. We started using them in 2021. They gave us better options. They gave us better customer service. They answer my wife's very detailed questions better than anybody ever has. She loves them. She's a, you know, my wife is an industrial engineer by training. She's demanding on people who don't know what they're doing. And Torgerson Causey knows what they're doing. And so she's like, they're great. You can recommend them. No problem. So if you want some help with that, or you just want to find out if what you're doing is the best for your employees or for your business, give them a call. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Will true love really conquer all?
For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure will come to life on the stage. Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote, March 28th through 30th, and April 4th through 6th at the Center. Will true love really conquer all? Don Quixote, tickets online at balletpensacola.org and the Center box office, 400 South Jefferson Street, Pensacola.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, A.A. Ron, where are you? Where is A.A. Ron right now?
Jake Quellen? Jake Quellen. Jake Quellen, are you here?
Oh, yeah.
8:25 here on News Radio. That is the all-time most funny, no well-known Key and Peele skit, period.
Oh,
my kids quote that to me. Like, that's, you know, and not like recently. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We've got an accident with injuries and roadblock on I-10 westbound, about 7 miles from the state line. All westbound lanes are now shut down because of this accident, which is causing some major, major delays. So my advice is to take a totally different route because it's going to be a little while. Let's see here. The rest of I-10 is actually looking good. We're flowing smoothly. 110 looks good, too. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Jeez.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Timothée, present.
Timothée.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, how's your bracket, David?
I don't have one.
All right, go on. Tell me the news.
All right. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Supreme Court will be getting involved in the ongoing court battle over the Trump administration's deportation flights. She said the federal judge that ordered the flights stopped overstepped his authority.
The Supreme Court will get involved. This is an out-of-control judge.
Bondi was on Fox News over the weekend. She said the judge was trying to set U.S. foreign policy and the Trump administration would continue to fight his order. The Gaza Health Ministry says the number of casualties in the Israel-Hamas war is now growing. The ministry said Sunday over 50,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the war began. And sad news over the weekend, legendary boxer George Foreman has died at 76 years old. His family said, though, he passed away peacefully Friday, surrounded by loved ones. Foreman, of course, a two-time heavyweight champion of the world, a gold medal Olympian, participated in two of the most talked about boxing matches of all time, the fight of the century against Joe Frazier in 1971 and the Rumble in the Jungle against Muhammad Ali in 1974. He also taught us all how to knock out the fat.
He was such a pastor, you know, like Evander Holyfield, a man of faith, and just, you know, neat guy with all of his, you know, how many boy sons does he have named George?
Oh, boy, it's quite a few, I think.
Is that where Boy George got his name? No, probably not. Anyway, that's how my brain works. Oh, man, this closure of I-10 is brutal. And, of course, the good news is we have so many alternative east-west routes through town. You have, like, 9 Mile or, what, Brent? You know, those are your options, right?
Highway 29.
Longleaf. Well, I mean, but to get east and west.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's just no... There's no good way to get there from here, unfortunately. So, sorry, folks. But, yeah, 29 to 9 miles, your best alternative at the moment. We might get a soccer club The United Soccer League has come into negotiations with the city of Pensacola, and, you know, where will it be and who will pay for it and who will own it and what will the team name be? These are all things to be determined if it ever does happen. Where will we build a stadium? You know, what kind of stadium will it be? I was looking because I was curious. I do not follow soccer at all. I mean, like, I've just, you know, it's just not my sport. It's fine. But I was curious because the names, you know, like Mullets, Pelicans, Blue Angels, Bombers.
Yeah.
See. You know, I mean, Blue Angels are fighters, not bombers, but still, you know, whatever, you know, we, anyway. I was curious because I do not know. Do you know what some of the names are in the Major League Soccer?
No.
They have super creative names. You ready? Atlanta's team, Atlanta United Football Club.
Wow.
Yeah. Charlotte's team is Charlotte Football Club. The Chicago team, Chicago Football Club.
No way. No way. That is super creative.
They're all just named after. You, the New York Red Bulls is the only one I can see here. The New England Revolution. I like that. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It also lends itself to the European style of the Revolution R, you know, the plural singular thing that the Brits have. But yeah, it's the Minnesota United FC, eh? The Real Salt Lake, San Diego Football Club. Some of them are okay. The Seattle Sounders, San Jose Earthquakes. But St. Louis that just recently added one. The St. Louis City Soccer Club. If we get a team, we need better names.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's day two of U.S.-led Ukraine-Russia ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia, for now focused on protecting energy infrastructure and shipping in the Black Sea.
Ukrainian officials meeting at a hotel with U.S. representatives yesterday, Russians with Americans today. Ukraine's defense minister saying in a post, "We are implementing the president of Ukraine's directive to bring a just peace closer and to strengthen security."
Fox's Greg Palcott. Supreme Court this morning hears arguments about a new congressional map in Louisiana.
A group of voters say the map amounts to an illegal racial gerrymander by diluting the state's black population into just two majority black districts. Courts threw out an earlier map drawn by the legislature in 2022 with just a single majority black district. Louisiana argues divvying up Americans by race should become a relic of the past.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Today's other case is about appealing a deportation order. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 831 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 65 degrees, cloudy skies here in Pensacola today. And a new flight between Pensacola and Muscle Shoals, Alabama, launched its inaugural flight over the weekend. Airport officials say it's good news for our local economy.
For the folks that are coming to town, it's really it really goes to the economic development of the area. And you know, we're growing, and so is in our local economy, and it's great.
Pensacola Airport Director Matt Coughlin. The flights run twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, have a one-way ticket price of $99. Contour Airlines runs the flights. They say they also offer further travel options from Northwest Alabama to North Carolina. And, of course, the Pensacola Airport continues working on the expansion of several gates and a new concourse. A violent altercation just down the coastline left two people in their 60s injured after being assaulted by several juveniles and an 18-year-old. This happened in Rosemary Beach. Walton County officials say it all started when two intoxicated juveniles approached the victims who were on their porch and offered to sell them alcohol. When the victims attempted to escort the youth off of the property, one of the juveniles started punching a victim in the face. Other family members attempted to intervene and defuse the situation. That's when the other juveniles joined in on the fight. Two people in their 60s were hurt. They suffered injuries, including bruising and a chipped tooth. One person broke their arm. Four suspects were arrested. They've been charged with battery. A veterans organization was working to clean up Veterans Memorial Plaza in Milton over the weekend. Irreverent Warriors, they were on hand in Milton cleaning up the park and also raising money to prevent veteran suicide.
I think the most popular number you hear kind of thrown around is 22 military and veterans a day commit suicide. And for me, honestly, I don't squabble about the numbers. The latest VA report came out, and it looks like the numbers are not improving.
And that was Nate McDonald at the park over the weekend. He's the director of operations for Irreverent Warriors. having some activities. Sounded like some bingo there to raise money. They also hold silky runs, which is when they wear their old PT gear and go for a hike or a run. Now, two people were hurt in a T-bone crash on 29 near International Paper on Friday night. The crash involved a couple of pickup trucks. There's no word on the extent of their injuries or their current conditions. FHP is investigating that. Police say a man's going to be charged with assault after allegedly driving an SUV into a crowd of protesters outside of a Tesla showroom in Palm Beach County Saturday.
More than 100 protesters were demonstrating against the electric car company helmed by Elon Musk. Musk has been the subject of protests since taking up a role in the Trump administration, making sweeping cuts to federal agencies via the DOGE initiative. No one was injured in the incident. The driver reportedly claimed his brakes and electronics failed. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. And it is 8:35 right now. Let's get an update on our roads.
Yeah,
with John Pickens and Andrew.
Yeah, right before we get to that, just want to let you know that a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for Baldwin, Alabama, and Escambia County, Florida, until 9:30 and well 9:28. So we are about to get these storms over the course of the next hour or two, and just be aware of that, John.
Oh, let's see here. Vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock on I-10 westbound. That's right around mile marker number 7 as you're going westbound. All westbound lanes are shut down. And they're going to be closed for a while. They're routing traffic onto Highway 29. So just be aware of that and plan accordingly, because that's just a nightmare if you're headed to Alabama.
Like they're saying, till midnight on Google Maps closed.
Yeah. Yeah. And 2:30 for the other part of it. So it's crazy. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm not seeing any more accidents to let you know about them. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some wet weather as we go through the morning and the afternoon hours. 80% chance of rain with a high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. More sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 76 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Keeping sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 81 and a low near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65, and again, thunderstorm warning. As Andrew just mentioned here, looks like it's going to start raining here before too long. We've got 65 across the area at News Radio 92.3. Your money now. This morning, markets are up. The Dow's up 409 points at 42,394.38. S&P up 68.5 points this morning at 57.35.52. NASDAQ up 261 points at 18.45.16. 10-year bond rate today up a bit, 4.294%. Gold prices up 680 at 3,028.20. Silver prices up 19 cents, 33.68. And crypto up across the board today. Bitcoin up 22.97.51 at 87.314.23. Ethereum up 86.58. Solana's up 12.63. Dogecoin even up a penny today at 18 cents. XRP is up 6 cents. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says federal funding will continue for essential education programs. This amid a push by the Trump administration to shut down the department.
McMahon was questioned on the future of the department during an interview with CNN's State of the Union, where she defended President Trump's executive order to initiate the closure of the department.
The outward-facing programs that are going to be affecting students are there's not going to be any defunding for those programs.
McMahon said many of the programs the department funds will be transferred to other agencies in an effort to make education funding more efficient. She said this is part of the Trump administration's larger goal of strengthening state control over education. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. President Trump calling April 2nd America's Liberation Day. He was speaking from the Oval Office last week. The president said that's the day his tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China will go into effect. He said when that happens, Americans will see an economic boom, saying that his tariff threats have already prompted several companies to move their production plants into the U.S. The Small Business Administration is cutting about 2,700 jobs, making up 43% of its workforce. The job cuts are part of the agency's restructuring. The SBA said in a statement that it's focusing on ending social policy agendas of the prior administration, eliminating non-essential roles, and returning to pre-pandemic staffing levels. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or really if you just have questions about real estate, one of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately is that Christina Leavenworth, that she even said when on Pep Talk not that long ago, was like, call me if you have questions. And not, you know, I mean, you can call her to ask her what you think you can sell my home for. Okay, no problem. But even just like, I'm thinking about moving, or, you know, we're wondering if it's good to buy a rental home right now, or we've been kind of wondering what it would take for us to get a house out on the beach. Can you give us some, you know, ballpark, you know, if we're willing to live a little bit away from the center, you know, that kind of stuff. And she says, yeah, call me for questions. No problem. Like, you don't have to be, a lot of times you wait to call a realtor until you're ready to buy or sell. And she said, just, you know, call me. Let's get to know each other. I can answer some questions. I love talking to people about real estate. I love helping them think about it, share my knowledge, whatever. I'm, you know, if that becomes a client, great. If it just becomes a relationship, also great. You know, no worries. She sold 165 homes last year. She and her folks at Levin Rinky Realty, 175 the year before. So they click along three and a half, four a week, every single week, over and over and over again. They know what they're talking about. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John, I just came back from being on vacation, took a grand tour of Nashville, Greenville, and Jacksonville, and then I came home to Pensacolaville and had to learn that Pensacolaville is not the oldest English.
You know, I apologize for that
settlement.
One.
It is the second.
I know I'll get beatings later, but it's okay.
Know, whatever. Oldest documented. Anyway, that's a separate conversation. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the podcast. When did we talk about that? 6 o'clock, I think? 7 o'clock hour? I don't remember.
We've
talked
about a
7
lot.
O'clock hour, yeah. Okay, so I learned that from John Hutchinson, who learned it from somebody else, who learned it from people who know. But that's not my question. I'm traveling around, you know, meeting all these relatives that I haven't seen. We had a funeral, okay, so it was bad. But, you know, seeing relatives I hadn't seen in 25 years, which is so weird. You know, seeing kids, I was like 12, they were 12, you know, 35 years. Anyway, a long time ago. And they were, we were talking about like where you live. And I'd say, Pensacola, Florida, do you know where that is? And they'd be like, nope. And I would show them on my hand map.
Huh? Your hand map?
Yeah. You use your hand. When you live in Michigan, you put your left hand up and then that shows you the map of Michigan. And if you have to describe the Upper Peninsula, well, you airline it, you air quote it, whatever. But Michigan, a hand is Michigan, the Lower Peninsula. The state of Florida is also a hand. Have you never?
No, I've never done the hand.
Stop it.
I've never done the hand
thing.
Come on. You're the thing. You're the person that likes.
You never used your hand to show people geography in Florida?
No.
Okay, so 437-1620. This is my question for the day. This is my question. PJ knows, right? PJ, yeah, get on the mic, PJ. Come on.
I think it's a Midwestern thing, probably.
It is. Oh, my goodness.
You don't think about these things until you're not from here.
But when somebody says, oh, I don't know where Pensacola is, do you say, do you know where Mobile, Alabama is?
Okay, so this is the question. How do you show people, or do you show, how do you explain where Pensacola is? 437-1620, 437-1620. Because John apparently does it by saying,
do you know where Mobile, Alabama is?
And most people say,
no.
Yes.
No, not from here. They don't.
I've never had a person tell me
Nobody from Oklahoma knows where Mobile
is. I've been to Texas. I've been all over
Texas is not. Come on. That's the
come
pan,
on,
that's still
Nevada,
the Gulf Coast.
Arizona. They're all like, oh, yeah, we know where that is.
They're lying.
Every time I use my thumb and my index finger and I show people where Pensacola is, they know exactly.
Okay, now this is what I'm getting at, okay? So John understands that when you show them Florida, you make a little finger gun with your left hand, and you show them the finger and the thumb, upside down, back of the hand.
So it looks like Florida.
Oh.
John's just learning this. Wrong hand, brother.
Well, okay.
That's still your... Okay, there you go.
Exactly. Just like
and,
that.
But this is my question. 437-1620. Not just which...
That can be taken wrong.
Okay, but that... But see, this is... I'm glad I asked a question. I'm glad PJ's in here to visually demonstrate the finger, because I don't do the fingers, I do the hand.
Got a special
upside
finger.
Down hand, because the main part of Florida is pretty wide compared to the finger of the panhandle, the thumb of the panhandle.
That makes the peninsula too fat. That's why
well,
I
mean, you're not going to do it like the Boy Scout oath, like three fingers. I need three fingers of Florida. You know, like that's...
Ah, just two fingers. Thumb and index
yeah,
finger.
Yeah, no. Okay, so, but this is my question. A, how do you do it? Because some people are like John and they don't understand. But this is okay.
No, it's a Midwest thing because you use your hand a lot to do...
For show people.
Yeah, show people things.
This is
and
where
I'm
things
like,
are, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you use the back of your left hand or the palm of your right hand?
Depends on which state.
Because if you're talking about Florida and you do it with the palm of your right hand, same thing. Right? Okay, 437-1620 is my question for the day. This is the stuff that wins me awards. 437-1620.
Do you have, like, precious time? I mean, you drove a lot. I understand that.
Do you
that.
Know how many people I had to explain, okay, this is Florida, and they're like, what's the thumb? I'm like, that's the panhandle. Oh, where's Mobile? Right here. Where's Pensacola? Right here. It's on the fingernail of the thumb. It's Lower Alabama. There's more Alabama to our east than to our west. The what now? Like, these are the things you have to explain to people.
I'm sorry.
And once you do, they're like, oh, so you're right by Miami. I'm like, no, you
yeah,
still haven't,
yeah,
you haven't learned one. A thing. You haven't learned a thing. Yeah. But that was my question, is how do you explain Florida geography to other people? And apparently John thinks only Midwesterners do this.
I would say that might not work for every state, though.
No, there are some it doesn't work for. Yeah, that's right.
Because how would you do Texas? Just,
no, because Texas is all a mess, right?
Well, and, no, you just put your hand up and go, oh, it's the north part, or it's over here, or West Texas.
Also in a weird voice, apparently.
Well, I was trying to
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. It's a hot mess right now.
That's right. It is. I-10 westbound. If you're approaching the Highway 29 exit and you're going I-10 westbound and you're saying, John, why is it closed? Well, there was a vehicle crash with injuries that has closed all westbound lanes, and they're routing all traffic through Highway 29, which is just a nightmare right now. So just be prepared for that. I'm seeing major delays, of course, on Highway 29. But, yeah, that's our only issue right now. Again, that's I-10 westbound. It's closed, all westbound lanes. They reroute you on Highway 29 that make you get off. There's no choice in that matter. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now, I thought somebody had said it's closed to the border, but I only see on the map that it's closed to 9 Mile.
To 9 Mile.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So back to the question of the day, which is, how do you show or explain to people where Pensacola is who do not know? 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says Lower Alabama in the Panhandle, which is assuming people understand where Alabama and the Panhandle of Florida are, which is not everybody, okay, unless they're from here or from the region. I never knew about hand maps. I just say See? West of Tallahassee in the Panhandle. Oh,
jeez, I've never heard of hand maps. I mean, and you do this a lot, and I'm just being honest because you're going to hit me later anyway, so.
I can't even reach you from here. Somebody says south of Alabama. Somebody says, you drive west on I-10 until you hit the Alabama state line, and then you come back two blocks. Like that. That's good. All right. Somebody says, do you know where New Orleans is? We're a two-hour drive east of there. That's a good reference. People are, especially post-Katrina, okay, likely to know where New Orleans is. Mm-hmm. They probably knew before. But, again, people from the rest of the country, you know, vaguely. I mean, Mobile is like, what, Arkansas, right? I mean, like, it's vaguely down there somewhere. Just telling you what most people, you know, who aren't from here will say. I know it's disheartening, but true. So somebody here says, John is 100% correct. Mobile or right next to Alabama.
Thank you.
All right. 437-1620. PJ, you look like you want to say something.
No, I'm good. All right, I'm just enjoying John's expressions over there.
Somebody says, I do the right hand gun and use my left to point to my fingernail. Okay, that's the palm inverted. Although, if you're using it on your right hand, you can't see the fingernail. You can't see the fingernail if you're using the back of your left hand.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm a Midwesterner. I've never used my hand to show anybody anything but my middle finger.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the universal language.
Yeah. I don't think that specifies that you're from the Midwest. If I need to show somebody where Pensacola is, I show them on a map on my iPhone. Oh, man. It must be I'm from Michigan, so I think of the hand as being the key to showing people where everything is. Let's see. Palm of my right hand for Michigan. Flip it upside down even though it's backwards. Oh, that's confusing. Of course, you could always show them with your fingers up and your thumb pointed to the left and then be showing them a south-facing view of Florida, like an upside-down map, not to confuse everybody.
Why can't we just...
John's going to be all day with this.
I know I am.
Let's see. I always use the Floribama as a reference to Pensacola. Everyone knows where the Floribama is if they're from here. I tell my California friends who have no idea Florida has a thumb that we're basically Lower Alabama. That's true. Most people don't know. And then you can get into where the Central Time Zone, which even people in Florida don't know.
Yeah,
that's this whole other thing. You know, all of the thumb is the Central Time Zone except for anyway, I always say we're as far west in Florida as you can go until you get to Alabama, basically Lower Alabama. 437-1620. Andrew needs to do a Facebook video demonstrating that. I should. That's actually a good suggestion. I use paper and whatever writing implement I have. I'm from Michigan. We always use the hand to show. They taught us that in grade school.
They didn't teach us.
But I've never used my hand for Florida. That's enlightening. I usually just say that Pensacola is in the Panhandle. Don't explain where Pensacola is if they don't know. They don't need to know. Oh,
you don't know.
I like that. Yes, I'm from Michigan. Everyone uses the hand map. I call it Lower Alabama, either next to Mobile or 400 miles south of Nashville. That's not bad. Or at the very tip of the Florida gun barrel. That's true.
Yeah, true.
Only Midwesterners do this. Agreed. Lifelong Pensacola resident, 53, has never heard of this, but now I will use my hand map instead of saying, "Don't you know where Mobile is?" You can't get there from here is my answer. I slap them and say, you obviously didn't pay attention. geography, border of West Florida and Alabama. I try not to talk to people who are not from around here. I think we've summarized the whole population. That's perfect. Well done. It's 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John mentioned to you that the westbound I-10 is closed starting at Highway 29 going to 9 Mile. There was a bad wreck. This might be closed for hours, perhaps until midnight, they're even saying on Google Maps. It's really, really bad. Simultaneously, we are looking at bad storms coming here very shortly. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:30-ish, 9:28. Take a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. It's really bad storms on the panhandle of Mississippi and coming to Mobile to around that vicinity in Alabama. Louisiana's getting hit pretty hard, the eastern edge, New Orleans and all that, but that is coming our way. So later on in the day, like I said, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:28 this morning officially. 8:53 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at PensacolaSanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good Lord, I've heard about this cat juggling.
Good morning, 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Well, if you're traveling I-10 westbound and you're approaching the Highway 29 exit and they're forcing you to get off, well, here's the reason why. There was a vehicle crash with roadblock and vehicle injuries. So just be aware of that. That is our only traffic issue. Again, they're going to route you up Highway 29, so take 29 to 9 Mile and should be able to get back onto I-10. Other than that, we're looking good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yes, and the weather is also a little bit rough this morning. In case you had not heard, we have a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service. Goes until 9:28 this morning for our area, Scambia, Florida, and Baldwin, Alabama. I guess they're not saying Santa Rosa, but I would expect that to come soon. I would expect that. The real bad storm is over southern Mississippi and New Orleans right now, but it is definitely heading our way. The News Radio ThreatNet radar, as it's been showing all morning, is showing us nice and fine, just overcast and yucky looking, but yeah, that's not going to last. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or really, you know, just looking for help, you know, one of the things about Frontier Motors, Dave Ramsey talks about them all the time. Great place to go. Good quality used cars. Good folks take care of you. Want you to come back again and again. So, you know, they're not just in it for the like one time transaction. That they are eager long-term, right, to build that relationship. One of the things you can go to them for is advice. Like, you know, when you buy a car, you kind of go through these processes. Like, I'm going to look around, I'm going to see what I like, I'm going to read the reviews and whatever. And that's fine, Okay, I mean, do whatever you want to do. All I'm saying is maybe consider Frontier as like the expert where you can go to them and say, I need a car. Here's kind of my needs. Here's what I'm thinking about. Here's kind of my budget. What have you guys seen? What do you recommend? You see a lot of cars. What do people like? You know, I mean, it sounds weird because you tend to go to a car dealer with like preconceived expectations. Ask them because they know what's out there. Like they know what they've got and they know what's available and they can help you, you know, really pick something that's going to match your needs. And maybe they know about features you don't know about. Maybe they know about, you know, well, we've seen a lot of people complain about this car. We'd love this car, whatever. Ask them for advice. Think of them as a car consultant. They can do that. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, John, this is your 23 seconds to get it in. I had Illinois in the finals.
That was a good one. I was laughing.
Kentucky-Tennessee is going to be a good game. I also have Auburn in the finals. I would say that doesn't look like a super strong pick, but it's likely.
Most likely.
You're listening to